arrests of 660 suspected paedophiles followed months of unprecedented cooperation between police forces and the NCA. Of those arrested, only 39 were registered sex offenders. Most had not previously come to the attention of the authorities. All had used the internet, or the so-called dark web, internet content that is not listed for access by normal search engines, to access obscene images of children, in some cases in vast quantities.
What this operation today shows is that any offender who thinks that they are online looking at child abuse images and that they won't be caught, that they're not leaving a trail and that they're doing so in anonymity is mistaken and that they will eventually be caught.
Disturbingly, many of those accessing obscene images of children were themselves in positions of trust. One was a doctor who had access to more than a million obscene images of children. A rope and sex aids were found in the boot of his car. A second suspect was found to have access to 17 grandchildren, two of whom had already warned that he'd abused them. He is now in custody. And a foster carer with no previous convictions or allegations against him was arrested whilst caring for an autistic 12-year-old who had been identified as being at risk of serious harm.
It's a good start. What I'd like to see is a consistent and, in fact, persistent approach in this regard. More people being arrested, more people being brought before the courts, because we know there are 50,000 to 60,000 people from the former chief executive of CEOP, Peter Davis. We know there are 50,000, 60,000 people downloading these images in the UK. So this is the tip of an iceberg, but it's certainly a step in the right direction.
But the operation was unprecedented in scale, involving vast manpower and resources, the kind of commitment law enforcement agencies can't sustain long term.